All right, let's talk about the open media room, guys. I'm going to be talking about open source video mixing with real-time control, and also, most specifically, syncing multiple videos. I'm going to start with the project that this was done in, which is MidServer. It stores media in a certain way. There is a shared memory page in RAM that has three metadata. Now, for each track, for the audio track, the video track, potentially multiple tracks, there is another page in shared memory that stores information about that track. And it has references to more pages, even more in shared memory, that have roughly a minute of media data each. And what we do is that we write media as it comes into one of these pages. At some point, it fills up. And then the older pages get deleted, and we keep like a small stack of them going, so to speak. This works great for media because usually, you know, you want to be able to go back a little bit, stuff like that. And this lets you keep stuff in memory without needing to continuously rewrite stuff. But it doesn't work so well for raw video. So for raw tracks, we do something else. If you have a raw video track, we don't do all those extra pages. We instead allocate a large ring buffer of raw pixel frames in directly in the video metadata page in shared memory. And then we overwrite those in a loop. This lets you do raw tracks without needing to continuously create files in shared memory, which tends to get very inefficient at high bit rates. So with that in place, we can now do encoding or decoding to or from RAW formats and keep those in memory the same way we keep normal streams. We have some ways to do this. One of them is MISPROC MKV exec, which is literally is the thing that lets you pipe a non-RAW stream in Matryoshka format into a binary of your choice, and it expects, you know, the RAW format out again in Matryoshka format, because you can actually send RAW pixels over Matryoshka, in case people didn't know that. We also have a version that effectively uses the top one to call FFmpeg with the right parameters and do that. And then the last one, MISPROC-AV, is an integration with the FFmpeg library, so libav codec, and it does it more directly so that you don't have to send things over a pipe. That's the fastest one, but it requires compiling with the FFmpeg libraries,